KSRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu conducting a news conference at the White House, announcing a 20-point peace plan for Gaza. The president opened the ceremony.
So this is a big, big day, a beautiful day, potentially one of the great days ever in civilization.
For the first time, it tries to outline the key question of how the territory will be ruled after the war. There are provisions that would bring rejection by either Israel or Hamas. For Hamas, the terrorist organization would have to disarm, something it has so far rejected. For Israel, it would mean not having direct security control over the Gaza Strip. Speaker Mike Johnson told House Republicans on a conference call that they need to stick together to force Senate Democrats to embrace the seven-week stopgap bill the House passed last week. More from Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Johnson said he plans to bring the House back into session next week, a decision that comes as some House Republicans are growing restless about the prospect of being out of Washington as a potential government shutdown looms. The House is already set to be out of session this week, in part because of the Yom Kippur holiday. But Johnson's been entertaining whether to keep lawmakers away longer to bring more pressure to bear on the Senate. Otherwise, Johnson stressed unity ahead of the Tuesday midnight shutdown deadline. He said that House and Senate GOP leaders plan to hold a joint news conference Wednesday morning after agencies might have closed. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump will be speaking at a hastily called meeting of top military leaders. The word comes from a White House official. Hundreds of generals and admirals have been summoned with short notice by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth for this gathering on Tuesday at the Marine Corps base in Quantico, Virginia. On Wall Street, stocks have moved higher, the Dow up 44 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 107. This is SRN News. Most men are pro-life, however, they're hesitant to say it.
A recent Gallup poll showed that 54% of men identified as pro-life, compared to 32% of women. In practice, those who work in the pro-life movement say many men are reluctant to express those views in public or in private when faced with unplanned pregnancies. Amy Ford, co-founder and president of Embrace Grace, a nonprofit that equips churches to minister to expectant mothers, tells Christianity Today, it's like they don't want to say the wrong thing and they don't take a hard stance out loud. John Cochran, CEO of Men for Life, tells the same magazine, that is not a woman's issue. That is not a men's issue. That is a societal issue. We're talking about the intentional killing of innocent human lives. I'm Bill Alexander.
A new national survey finds most Americans remain deeply confused about the nature of sin. This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on a school district superintendent immigration officials say is in the U.S. illegally.
The school superintendent in Des Moines, Iowa, has been placed on paid leave after federal immigration agents arrested him Friday because they say he's in the U.S. illegally. Superintendent Ian Roberts was placed on leave during a three-minute-long special meeting on Saturday. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says Roberts also doesn't have the authorization to work and that a final removal order was issued in 2024. I'm Donna Warder.
As mental health chatbots driven by artificial intelligence proliferate, a small number of states are trying to regulate them. Laws in Illinois, Nevada, and Utah among the first in the nation to put limits on or ban therapy chatbots. But app creators, policymakers, and mental health advocates say it's just a start. Federal regulation would be ideal. More details at srnnews.com.